علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mukhtar on IRIB English Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 53rd letter, which is a letter that has a lot of points with regards to leadership and management. And there are certain pieces of advice, or you can say certain commandments that Imam Ali alayhi salam has placed in them with regards to how you deal with those workers or civil workers or government officials or officers that are there in sensitive positions. And he says that he gives various advice. One of the pieces of advice that he mentions is that he says that you need to keep spies and allocate spies for these people so that they do their work well and so that they deliver properly and so that they know that they should not, for example, misuse the funds and the budget that they have. So this is kind of a motivation for them to avoid misusing their position. And in fact, if anyone has experienced a leadership position, he will tell you that the chances of slipping are high. And that's why if there are certain spies who are taking care of you, and taking care of how you act and work, in fact, it's a positive thing that can give a lot of benefit.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam also talks about certain workers that are, you can say, that are assistants of a very high-level leader or position. For example, there's a president or there's a minister or even a prime minister. He has certain assistants that are next to him. وَتَحَفَّظْ مِنَ الْأَعْوَانِ Imam Ali alayhi salam says that be careful or protect yourself or kind of take care, take extra care with regards to those that are those close, you can say, assistants that you have. وَتَحَفَّظْ مِنَ الْأَعْوَانِ Why is he saying that? He's saying that, for example, there's a group of people, for example, there's a leader or someone, and those close people that are next to him, they sometimes end up influencing the leader himself. this end up influencing, let's say, that manager himself. And therefore, Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling him, because of the possibility of such a negative influence, a person who is in that position needs to be always careful. He should always be vigilant with regards to these assistants that are next to him. And he should also kind of be careful about them. Not that he should have a negative mindset about them. For example, there are some people who are negative about everyone. You know, they're just when they're in that position, they think everyone is trying to attack them. Everyone is causing disturbance for them. And everyone is bad in their eyes or, you know, things like that. No, we're not saying that. We're saying just be careful. Take care. Be vigilant. And that is for the good of the people themselves, in fact. And even when you are vigilant, Imam Ali says that do not make a quick judgment with regards to these assistants just because of one or two reports. There should be many reports. So for example, he says, وَتَحَفَّظْ مِنَ الْأَعْوَانِ, that be careful about those close assistants. فَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنْهُمْ بَسَطَ يَدَهُ إِلَىٰ خِيَانَةٍ. So he says that if one of these assistants, he opens his arm towards treason, that means he does treason basically. He either cheats, does treason, steals something from the budget, or makes a wrong decision that is going to harm, not as a mistake, like a really intended wrong decision that is going to destroy the future of the people, then you need to take some action. Inshallah, we shall discuss about this after the break. Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Nahjul Balagha, translated as the Peak of Eloquence, is a compilation of sermons, letters, and sayings that reflected Imam Ali's profound insights on governance, ethics, spirituality, and social justice. Sayyid Razi's meticulous work in preserving and presenting Imam Ali's words has made Nahjul Balagha a timeless source of inspiration for scholars, theologians, and seekers of wisdom.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, فَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنْهُمْ بَسَطَ يَدَهُ إِلَىٰ خِيَانَةٍ. If any one of these close assistants that are next to the leading position, let's say, let's say the minister or the prime minister or the president or someone who is holding a sensitive position, has got these workers around him, these assistants, of course, that are helping him in different activities. These are helping hands, basically, that are helping in executing affairs. He says that if these people, if one of them, let's say, commits treason or cheats or does something wrong, اجتمعت بها عليه عندك أخبار عيونك. It should be such that this treason should not be reported by just one or two spies. No, it should be a lot of spies. Many spies, let's say 6, 7, 8 reports from different spies that work for you, that are trustworthy. They refer to you and tell you that this person is committing treason. He's making these wrong decisions. He's oppressing people. He's doing that. When you get all of these multiple reports, then he says, take action. اكتفيت بذلك شاهدا. That is enough for you as a witness. You as a leader, when you get all of these people, all of these very trustworthy spies, all of them telling you something about this person or this assistant of yours or this person who is working under you, then this is enough as a witness for you. That means as a witness for you to be able to take action. And he goes on to say, فَبَسَطَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعُقُوبَةَ فِي بَدَنِهِ. You can take even physical action against him. Physical action means that corporal punishment can be given. So you can see how Imam Ali alayhi salam is serious in his management. He's saying if there is treason and it is proven to you by the spies, you as a higher level authority in a government can also take corporal punishment as a measure in trying to stop this bad or evil action to happen by those people who are misusing that position. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you can take these messages seriously and apply them in our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar in the program Gate of Knowledge on RIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه